Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
As we welcome our guest, we have our guest here, Eric. He's all ready to go here. Kyle, as we bring you on, Kyle Sandy, it was speculated earlier that yesterday you received bow ties for Christmas. Is that the case?
That is a great speculation, but no, Santa forgot my bow ties this year.
Are you serious?
Can you believe that? I know.
No way, man.
I know. Yeah, I got some other goodies instead, but no bow ties this year from old Kris Kringle.
Wow.
What month is your birthday in, Kyle?
April 14th, 1992. Put it on your calendar
I ain't asked for all the information. We didn't want to put your business out there. We got some folks that know how to do some stuff, so we don't, hope they don't go and steal your birthday.
Yeah, man.
But
we can don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, we'll figure something out your birthday, Sam. All right, listen, this time of year, this day specifically, the day after, what is this traditionally like for things in your world, man, when it comes to high school basketball?
Well, it's going to start picking up. Probably not today. I'm going to give it one more day. But then we do see a lot of events that span from the 27th through the 30th. Now, of course, we do have that a weekend in between, so it breaks up a few of these events. So you get the first 2 days and then maybe come back for like a championship on a Monday. But I'll try to get out to some games. I'm not quite sure where I will be, but there are just plenty of opportunities to go see good ball all throughout the state. You can go down to Brunswick hooping at the High, the 27th to the 30th, to see some of the best teams in South Georgia play. You can go to the Lemon Street Classic over here at Marietta, tips off on the 27th, the Jaxco Hoop Fest, 27th to the 30th. Just plenty of opportunities to go see great games, great teams, Peachtree Corners, Showcase, Atlanta Holiday Classic. Shout outs to them as well. But plenty of good ball being played this time of year.
Kyle, talk about anything that does logistically or any complications with the holiday being in the middle of the week like it is this time. Usually if it's closer to the weekend, it makes it a little bit easier. But we see some teams that are coming, especially for this Lemon Street. We got one team coming all the way from California. But because it has to span over a weekend, that's a longer trip maybe than normal, right?
Yeah, and it was something that a lot of people, especially a lot of tournament organizers for these type of events, it's something that they kind of had to stress about because, like you said, it's not just a three-day buy-in. Okay, we're here for 3 days. No, that turns into, 5 days now because you got to be there throughout the weekend. So it is one of those logistical things that pops up every once in a blue moon with these holidays and everything. But, it's a great time. I'm sure these coaches and these programs will swing it as great team bonding to stick together over the holidays and to get to learn one another. And sometimes that's when teams can really turn the corner is these holiday tournaments because they do get to spend time with one another, not just on the court, but, in the hotel rooms and this, that, and the other, just to get to learn each other and really form a strong bond as we head deeper into the region play and, of course, a state tournament right around the corner.
Absolutely, folks. Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline. On this day after Christmas, the man who's not taking anything back to the mall today, Kyle Sandy.
He didn't say that. He just ain't going to take him like no bow ties.
And you can find him always. He is social. You can find him at Kyle Sandy 355 at Kyle Sandy 355. You aren't taking anything back today, are you?
That's a great question. I do have one return to make. I don't know if I'll do it today. I probably should. I got these slippers from McKenzie, and they were just a little bit too small. So I need to do my Santa duties and to try and make those slippers the right size for her. But other than that, no, just one little item went askew.
Somebody bought me a pair of Air Maxes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was under Santa Claus brought me a pair of Air Maxes, man.
Woo!
How about that? People going into debt.
That's nice.
Ask me for a loan tomorrow or whatever. But no, I got me a pair. I was like, I toot my own horn here for a minute. Listen, for those of you, and you just mentioned the website, you go to Kyle's website and you are overrun with information. All kinds of stuff here. I want to go back to something that you posted. And again, for the audience members who don't know, this came out in the fall, and your list of the top boys players at each position. And I want you to talk as we move into this next section of college, high school basketball. Some of these players, like you break it down to the top point guard, shooting guard, and on all that. So talk about some of these players that folks should keep an eye on, or at least listen for their names as far as what they're going to do or where they're headed to in the next level.
Yeah, so obviously we have some great players that go on to do some amazing things, not only at the college level, but a lot of these guys end up going pro. And when I do these player rankings, sometimes it's on my website. It's not necessarily the very best prospect. It's more so who has had the best high school career, because sometimes it is tough to differentiate that. And I do want to shout out the kids that, you know, maybe they'll go on to play small Division II or maybe not even college at all. But there's just so much good basketball, whether you're going to play in the NBA one day or not. But as far as some great players to keep an eye on, one guy to keep an eye on that is down south, if you're ever able to make it down to Savannah, how about Caleb Jones from Benedictine? He's averaging about 35 points per game right now. That's a player that does not necessarily get recognized as much as he deserves. I believe he only has a Clayton State offer, but he is, as far as guys that are somehow flying under the radar, he is as good as it gets. He plays big-time travel ball as well, but Caleb Jones, he is worth the drive down to Savannah to see that scoring machine at Benedictine. He's led his team to back-to-back Final Four appearances. He is definitely someone, if he's ever in this Atlanta, Metro Atlanta area, they don't come up here too often, but that is a guy, if you want to make a trip to go see Savannah and the Seaport and everything beautiful down there, go and see Caleb Jones, because he is well worth the price of admission.
I'm going to look that schedule up, Greg.
Yeah, and plus it's an excuse for you to go by Bucky's.
if you're going down there
to Savannah.
If you're going to Savannah, that's the other way. Bucky's not that way.
Going down 75. Once you hit it, that's right. You got to peel off and go over there.
Yeah.
You won't hit that Bucky's by Macon.
Had hit 16, you're going to miss me. You know, no Bucky's.
We'll make that special trip.
At least they haven't put one down there yet. No, they won't. They won't. They won't. Well, of the events coming up here, we mentioned several of them. I saw Lemon Street. I saw the lineup of the teams that are coming. You do have some from outside of the area. Albany Academy, all the way from Albany, New York. I see with that. But a great selection of our area schools: Alexander, Archer, Carver, Columbus, Chapel Hill, Clark Central is going to be there. Tequila, Eagles Landing, Sandy Creek, Sprayberry's there. Theral, Valdosta, Walker, Walton, and Woodstock. My thing is, when these people come up, and I guess you got to find places for everybody to stay, right? We got to get some rooms, and we got to get some meal vouchers at Golden Corral. What the heck? I mean, you got to feed these folks, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, Lemon Street Classic and some of these other great multi-day events. I mean, that's a little bit of a boost to the economy, because you're bringing in people from all over. They have this, like, Tabernacle Baptist. I think they're from, like, Jamaica or somewhere like that. So we even got international teams coming into town to Marietta for the Lemon Street Classic. And it's just an awesome thing just to be able to see all these teams from all over, not only the nation, but just the entire world now coming and playing under one roof. So it's just really fun to see the different styles and just a melting pot of basketball this time of year. It's no better way to end the year than seeing great ball from all over the entire world here in Georgia, here at Marietta, starting, I guess, tomorrow, Friday, 27th.
Listen, if you guys don't know what's going on with high school basketball, this is what Sam and I do on a regular basis on Sunday mornings. We're going to get our Saturdays back here sometime soon, too. So just want you to know that. We're going to bring Kyle back here. You know, Kyle, I got to apologize a little bit. When we're doing this middle of the week stuff, we got to, you know, watch the clock and we got to get out on time here. But we're going to bring you back on the weekends really soon to let us know what's around the corner, all right?
And yes, thank you, sir. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Be safe for New Year's Eve.
And be careful too, with them returns, man. Sam said the streets are clear, but the parking lots at these malls are going to be a little crazy. So be careful. Pack your patience, as Mr. Crenshaw likes to say.